Well, Jim, a 2-1 defeat to Bournemouth tonight, but it was oh so close, and you must be so proud of your team.
I am. I'm proud of the team. They've given it their everything. They've come off the pitch with no regrets. It was a proper game. Great games to be involved in, you know. And credit to the Morecambe public as well that come out. It was a good crowd on. They made plenty of noise, and I'm sure they'll go home proud of their players. You know, their team's players tonight as well, because we're coming up against top class opposition, Premiership players, and you can see that for, you know, for large spells, the way they move the ball around, how quick they are, how athletic they are, how clever they are on the ball. But we stood up to it. You know, we were a little bit concerned going down to the early goal. You know, I was looking at the Burton Liverpool game last night, and when I looked at the class that they had in their squad, in their starting lineup tonight, when we got the team sheet, you're thinking, God, this is going to be a tough game for us. But we battled back. We got the goal through Cole Stockton, and then you know, we've had a fantastic chance in half time to go 2-1 up, and it was a great bit of play as well to get back using it. He's at the crossbar. But yeah, you know, disappointed, but I'm massively proud of the players' efforts, and I'm massively proud of the of Morecambe people to come out and to back us. And it was a great game. It was a great game of football, proper game. You know, both sets of players had a go. Both sets of fans got behind the team. Unfortunately, we just come up a little bit short and we lose the game. We got out the cup, but we've got to take confidence from that and now go and put this into Saturday and hopefully stay at the top of the table.
The truth is, as you say, Bournemouth were worried at the end, weren't they? They were the ones that were trying to play the time down.
They were, and you know, gone amongst them. I think sometimes Kevin Allison has that effect. As soon as he comes on, he rattles a few, the crowd get up, and next thing there's a couple of misplaced passes, which they didn't do all night. But you know, it was all hands to the pump at the end to try and get it in their net. You know, Big Barry Roach went up and nodded it on, and Big Ryan's headed it against the crossbar, and Ryan's turned and hit one, and the keeper's made a good save. So you know, you just hope one of them could go in and you could take it to extra time, because we certainly had the momentum in that 5-10 minute spell towards the end. But you know, they're a fantastic side, and we wish them all the best. They've got a lot of time for Eddie Howe and what he's done as a manager and what he's done with Bournemouth Football Club, because it wasn't that long ago we were beating them 5-0, were we? So to see what they're all about now and the players that they've got. But our players can be proud of their efforts tonight. I certainly am. They've had a good go. But as I say, we've just come up short in the end, but we can take confidence from this performance.
And great to see the fans in good numbers get behind you so much, because there was a real feel-good factor tonight.
There was, and that goes, we're on a decent run. It's a Premiership club coming to a League Two club. And, you know, we want the Morecambe people, you know, at the end of the day, bums on seats is what makes the world go round with regards to budgets and whatever you have with regards to football clubs. And we've got a hardcore few, but we want more to come. And I'm sure they can go away today, you know, feeling proud of the team's efforts. And hopefully they'll come back in the coming weeks and get behind their community football club.
We gave them a treat tonight, and if they don't come back, you know, it'll be strange if they don't, because that was just a great game.
It was. It was a proper game, as I said before. Both sets of players going for it, and good to see Premiership players up close and see what they're all about. Now they move the ball around, and it was, you know, just to see the speed of them and the athleticism of them, the cleverness of them. It was great to see, and it was great for our players to put the wits against them, because you know, they are top level professionals and top level footballers. So we've done that tonight, and as you say, we want to play the Morecambe public now to come back and get behind our football club in our own campaign at League Two and whatever other cup games come around. And hopefully they'll do that, because we need to get more and more through. And we want to look to a bright future, and we want them to enjoy their community football club. And that's, you know, we can't do no more than what we did tonight. We can't do no more than be top of the table after the games that we've played so far. So long may it continue.